Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Eagles United Ministries at home. All right. But we're going to bless the Lord nevertheless. Amen. To God be the glory for the great things that he has done. Y'all know we love to start off our morning worship with some praise. Amen. So let's get into some praise. Hallelujah. And let's bless the Lord. Hey, hallelujah.
You.
He's been better to me than I've been to myself. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I'm glad I don't look like what I've been through. Come on. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Could you imagine, amen, if God was to give us what we deserve? Oh, my Lord. Somebody will catch that in a minute.
Yes.
What if God was to give us what we truly deserve? Amen. Could you say that you would be here today? Amen.
No.
Could you say that you'd have the activity of your limbs?
Nope.
Come on. Amen.
No. Oh,
hallelujah. Would you have a roof over your head, or would you be on the street? Come on.
Yeah.
Some of us, amen, have been on the street. Some of us have been to, amen, that place, amen, where we had to stand in a line at a soup kitchen. Come on. Amen. Yeah. But God, hallelujah.
Yes. Amen.
Yes.
Glory to God. The doctor say, call in the family. Amen.
Amen.
But you are yet still here. Come on. Amen.
Amen.
Yes,
if
yes,
not
yes.
for the grace of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I don't know about you. Amen. But I get all excited. Praise God. Amen. Amen. God is doing such a wonderful thing. Praise God. In this hour, we have so many people doom and gloom and all of this. We've been in the middle of Heal the Land Crusades. Amen.
Amen.
If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. It's more people praying right now than ever before. Amen.
Amen.
That
Amen.
Is called a Zion call. We've been called into prayer.
Yes.
We've been called into action. Amen.
Amen.
The harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. But I promise you, in this day and time, amen, all of the worshipers are going back to the threshing floor. Come on, amen.
Amen.
All the intercessors, all the prayer warriors going back to the threshing floor. Come on, amen.
Amen.
The evangelists are hitting the streets, praise God. Or getting on Facebook Live and sharing the gospel like they should have been doing before. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But God, amen, is calling us to a higher place of praise. I'm going to get out of the way and let Brother Daniels come with our morning scripture reading.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, all. Again, thank you all for joining Eagles United Ministry this morning. We're here to share a word of worship and praise with you guys this morning. We're having to do it from our home because of just the circumstances that are surrounding us right now. And I think it's only appropriate. I'm going to bring a scripture from Mark 3, verse 10 and 11. And the book reads, "For he had healed many, insomuch that they pressed upon him for to touch him, as many as had plagues. And unclean spirits, when they saw him, fell down before him and cried, saying, Thou art the Son of God." This scripture is pertinent to this time of day because we're dealing with a situation in our land right now where many people are finding themselves in sick situations.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to know that the same God that healed back then is the same God that heals right now.
Hallelujah.
So we need to get in
Thank
our worship.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
get
you,
Get in the spirit of getting to know God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because one thing about God we can always understand is that God's going to get his glory.
Yes, he is.
One
yes,
way
he
or the
is.
Other.
One
he
way
will.
Or the other.
God knows how to get your attention, and certain things will happen that will grab your attention. God is always going to be God.
Come on.
And we're always going to need God.
Amen.
So let's get back to worshiping, praising, and honoring the God that we serve.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. This next song we're going to play, amen, is called It's Something About the Name Jesus. I want you to get in your worship place, amen.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
About that name.
And allow this song,
Ooh,
amen,
to
minister
spirit.
To your spirit.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Grace and his mercy is sufficient.
Glory to God.
Once again, yes, Lord. Something about that name, baby.
Hallelujah.
One of my favorites right here, boy.
Young people, there's nothing wrong with dancing for Jesus.
Come on, let's worship. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Something about the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Something about the name of Jesus.
Something about the name Jesus.
I
Hallelujah. There's nothing more powerful than you. Hallelujah. And you deserve all the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Something about the name Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
It is the sweetest name.
Sweetest name, Mama.
I know. I don't care what it is you're going through. Amen. All you got to do is call on the name Jesus.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
Sometimes you don't know what to pray. Sometimes you don't know what to say. But I'm going to tell you today, just call on his name. Hallelujah.
Yes, say that now.
The power in his name.
Yes,
there's
Lord.
Healing
Hallelujah.
In his name. Glory to God.
Yes,
there's
Lord.
Deliverance
yes,
in his name.
Yes.
Call on him right now.
Yes,
in the
yes.
mighty name of Jesus.
Yes,
come on.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
Glory to God. I don't know about y'all. Y'all can't see the other side of the room. Amen. But it's something going down. Hallelujah.
Yes,
over
yes,
here.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
In the Daniel's house. Glory
yes,
to God.
Lord.
It's something going on. Hallelujah.
Yes,
right here. Glory to
yes,
God.
Lord.
Yes.
Yeah, hallelujah.
You,
oh, glory to
come
your name,
in,
Father
Lord.
God.
Come on in,
Lord.
Come on in, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
We need you right now, Lord.
Yes, yes, yes.
We need you right now, Lord. Come on in. Hallelujah. Come on in.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, glory to God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Come on in, Father.
Another minute.
Yeah.
Not an hour, another day.
Yes.
Lord,
right now, Lord, we need you.
Lord.
I need you
to make a way.
Make a way, Father.
You have done so many times before.
Yes, I have.
Through a window or an open door.
Yes.
I stretch my hands
to you.
Come rescue me. I need you. I need you now.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
I need you now.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah.
Not another minute, Lord.
No.
I can't wait.
another day. Just worship, just worship, just worship. Hallelujah.
Please
make a way. Make a way, Lord. Make a way, Lord. Hallelujah. Make a way, Lord. Hallelujah. Make a way, Lord. Hallelujah.
Make a way out of nowhere, Father. Yes.
We need you right now,
right now,
hallelujah.
Lord. Wait another minute.
Glory, yes. Glory, glory. Yes, we need you, Lord. Now. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much.
We need you right now. Hallelujah.
Right now, Lord.
Not another second. Not another minute. Hallelujah.
Yes.
But we need you right now. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and we bless God for his presence. Amen.
Yes.
We
yes.
bless God for his presence. Amen. His anointing. Listen, I heard a preacher say he's everywhere at the same time. He's yes. omnipresent. Amen. Yes. He's right here. Amen. But he's right in your home right now. Praise God. He's right where you are. All you have to do is reach out and grab hold. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. I love my daughter. Praise God. She's in the presence of the Lord. She was going to sing. Praise God. But she done sung through this whole broadcast. I'm going to let God work on her. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. Praise God. Amen. In times like these, we need a Savior. Amen.
Yes.
In times like these, we need an anchor. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, glory to God. That's what the song say. Be very sure.
Yes.
Be very, very sure that your anchor holds. And grips that solid rock. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Some of us, praise God, we are scared right now. And we ain't got no business being scared. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
But guess what? When you're scared, it shows the condition of your relationship yes. with God. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. If you got fear in your life right now, glory to God, it's showing the condition of your relationship with God. Hallelujah.
Right,
amen.
Right, right.
Hallelujah. I love to deal with the condition of our relationship with God. Because some of us, amen, when trying times come, we find out where we really are in God. Amen.
Yes.
Oh, glory to God. When we don't have answers to things and the world right now is flipped
yes.
upside down. Come on. Amen.
Yes.
We find out the condition of our relationship
yes.
with God.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Some of us, praise God, when things were going well, we were powerhouses. We
yes.
knew everything and we had the answer to everything. We had assurance in our own will. But now everything is out of your control.
Yes.
And guess what? You got a little fear going on, a little trembling going on. Why? It's showing the condition of your relationship
yes.
with God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And there's nothing wrong with knowing where you are with God right now. Amen.
Yes.
There's nothing wrong with knowing that you're a little weak. Now you know what they're asking for. Come on.
Yes.
It's nothing wrong with knowing that your faith is lacking right now. Because now you know to ask God to increase your faith. Amen.
Yes. Yes.
There's nothing wrong with knowing, amen, hallelujah, that you got fear and all these different things and anxieties that were laying dormant in you. Now they're rising to the surface.
Yes.
There's nothing wrong with knowing that it's there. So now you know what to pray to God for. Say, Lord, deliver me
yes.
from my anxieties. Lord, deliver me from the hole of depression.
Yes.
Deliver me, glory to God, from lying and backbiting.
Yes.
Deliver me.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God.
From the spirit of fear.
Hallelujah. From the spirit of fear.
Yes.
Yes.
Renewing me
yes.
the right spirit. Come on,
yes.
amen.
Yes. Yes.
Creating
yes.
me a clean heart
yes.
that I might serve you, that
yes.
you may get the glory and honor from everything that I do in my life. Glory to
yes.
God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Done, Lord.
Right now, you can't care about how big your church is. Amen?
Amen.
You can't care about, glory to God, what kind of car you're driving. Come on. Because ain't nobody driving. Come on. Hallelujah. You can't care about what you got and what somebody else got and what you ain't. You ain't got time, praise God.
Not right now.
You need to make sure that you understand where you are with God.
Yes.
So I don't want to catch this. I don't want to get this. I don't want to do this. You wouldn't be scared, praise God, if you knew where you were in God.
Amen.
I'm just trying to help you today. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Help somebody. Pastor.
Glory to God. We walk around. We walked around for years, praise God, taking our freedoms for granted, praise God. We walked around, praise God, just saying, well, just getting up and not even telling them thank you. Come on, for that
yeah.
day. Come
yeah.
on. Amen.
Amen.
Walked out the house, went all the way to work, came all the way back home, never told God thank you. Come on, amen.
Amen.
Oh, my God. Not realizing that just the little things, amen. Amen. Now the struggle for toilet paper for everybody. Amen. The struggle for food, what? For everybody. Water for everybody. Everybody's on an equal look, equal playing field. You was before, yeah, amen. Yeah. But now, huh, my God, you can see, amen, that your job didn't make you. Come on, amen. Your boss man didn't make you. Come on. Oh, but God, glory to God, did it all. Hallelujah. The condition of your relationship with God.
Talk to him, Pastor.
Where are you right now in God? Come on, amen. Yeah, yeah. When your children come to you and say, Mama, what are we going to do? Where is your relationship? Amen. What you going to tell your son? Come on, amen. They got to come home from college, glory to God, and they done canceled his classes and send him home. What you going to tell your son, glory to God, when you don't have your relationship with God right? When was the last time you said a scripture? Come on. When was the last time you humbled yourself and prayed? I'm sorry, I had something else to preach, glory to God. But the Lord said, now I need you to talk to them about the condition of their relationship with me. Glory to God. The times that you were up, glory to God, and that homeless man said, can you give me a, can you spare some change, glory to God? But you didn't, come on, amen. Amen. You didn't have time to deal with the homeless man, glory to God. Amen. Now you need some spare change. God. Come on, amen.
Yes.
My God.
Yes.
We're talking about the condition of your relationship with God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mm. Glory to God. Where are you right now in your faith? Glory to God. It's time for you to open up your word. It's time for you to seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. Because let me tell you something. That bank account right now don't matter. You looking for a place that you where you can go and get some food. Come on. You looking for a place that's giving away some tissue. Come on. And you ain't thought about your status. Amen. You ain't thought about what class you in. Come on. Amen. Now you got to really, really lean and depend on him. Come on, amen.
Yes, amen.
You got to understand that he is the door.
Yes.
Come on, amen.
Yes, amen.
He is the covering. Come on, amen.
Amen.
He is the source. Amen. Amen. Come on.
Yes, say it. Say that.
He said he will provide all our needs according to his riches, all our desires according to his riches and glory. Amen.
Yes, amen.
But what if you ain't even in the kingdom? Come on. Trying to help you. Are you connected? Are you connected to the divine source? Are you connected to him? Amen?
Amen.
Or were you just inviting him to the party?
Amen.
Come on. Or were you just saying, Lord, okay, now you sit over here and when I need you, I'll call on you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Work like that.
Ah, but I remember a sermon I preached, amen, a couple of months ago, praise God. Amen. When the fishermen were out fishing, praise God, doing what they knew how to do. Amen.
Amen.
It was their profession, evangelist, glory to God.
Amen.
It was something that they knew how to do in their sleep. Come on, amen.
Amen.
Knew how to make money, knew how to provide, knew how to make sure that their household was taken care of. Glory to God. If they couldn't do nothing else, they knew how to fish.
Amen.
Glory to God. I'm talking about the condition of your relationship with God. Come on, amen.
Amen.
So the fishermen was out there like they usually are. Come on, amen.
Amen.
And they were casting their nets all over the place. Come on, amen.
Right, right, right.
All the familiar spots. You ever been through that, praise God, when you go low on something and you say, I know where I can go and get this. But guess what? You're going to reach out into that spot, praise God, ain't nothing going to be there.
Go ahead.
Talk about it.
I'm trying to talk about your, come on, your relationship, amen. You're going to go, you know where to go, amen, when you need a little extra help here, when you need to get in a little extra work, amen, to make ends meet. Come on, amen.
Yes, Lord.
We used to say back in the day, robbing Peter to pay Paul. Come on, amen. Amen. You knew where to go, amen, to make it work. Now, glory to God. The brook has dried up, glory to God. And you are being tested, glory to God. Lord, have mercy. We were saying and doing anything and signing his name on it, glory to God. Hallelujah. But he said, this right here is a test of your faith, glory to God. Jesus was passing through, praise God. And the fishermen had it. They had reached, amen, the end of their rope, glory to God. And Jesus told them, he said, I tell you what, if you let me come aboard, oh Lord, have mercy. Let me own the boat, glory to God. God is telling you right now, in this season of your life, let me in your business, glory to God. Let me in your home, glory to God. Decree and declare in your home, for God I live and for God I die. Come on, amen.
Go ahead.
God is my source, amen. Folk breaking down, losing their mind, yelling at their kids, beating them up and all kinds of stuff because they can't deal with the stress. You want to know why? Because you cast your cares on this world, amen? You trusted in your boss. You trusted in your own hands, glory to God. But God say, if you trust in me, come on.
Yes, talk about it.
He let him, listen, they let him on the boat. Oh my God. It was just that simple. They let him on the boat. Amen?
Amen.
Now watch this. Then he told him, he said, now do what I tell you to do. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Come on, amen. How many of you, praise God, God got to telling you what to do and where to go, and you got to say, no, Lord, that ain't right. You want to know why? Because you've been set in your ways for so long.
Go ahead.
When God give you a new way of doing things, praise God, you don't want to do it. Guess what? We're talking about the condition of your relationship with God. See, we got around in the church and we bucked and danced and talked about how we trust God and all these different things. Now trying times have come and we done failed. Come on.
Talk about it.
Come on. Peter say, Lord, if you be, we got shook it. Come on.
Yeah,
he say, if you be God, he say, let me walk on the water too. Peter, big and bad, come on. Got out there on the water.
Go ahead.
Amen. Jesus say, come on. Peter got out there, amen, and look, start listening to the waves and the currents, and the storm, and begin to what? Sink.
Got distracted.
He got what, Brother Daniel? He got distracted.
Then took his eyes off God.
Took his eyes off God. We're going somewhere, amen? We're talking about the condition of your relationship with God. It takes trying times, amen, for you to figure out. It's kind of like the teacher when she give you a test, amen? People don't want to take the test, praise God. But you got to, listen, your mind needs to be renewed, amen? I need to take this test, praise God, so I can see where I am, amen? So I won't deceive myself, glory to God. Into thinking I know more than I know, amen? I'm trying to help you, amen. The condition of your relationship with God.
Yes.
So Jesus, he on the boat now, amen. Holding Bible studies in their business. Come on. I imagine people was passing by saying, wait a minute. I thought this was the boat of fishermen. Come on. What y'all call yourself doing? This is out of order. Come on. Hallelujah. We having church in the house right now, amen. Still decreeing and declaring the power of God. Guess what? Some folks saying they're crazy, but I'm going to help you with something.
Go ahead.
This is the condition of our relationship with God.
Yes.
What does yours look like? Come on, amen.
Yes.
He's sitting on the boat, Brother Daniels.
Yes.
And he's telling people about his father. Come on.
Yes.
Glory to God. Now watch what he do. He turned around to the fishermen after he done taught them a little something. He said, now I want you to launch out.
Go ahead.
Y'all get this thing right. Into the deep.
Go ahead.
I want you to go into places you've never been before.
Yes.
I want you to knock on doors you never knocked on before. I want you to go and try things you were scared of before. I want you to go into places that folks shut you out of before. Because when you get there, the door is going to be open.
Go ahead.
Yes.
Sometimes God got to dry everything up in order for you to see a better way.
Go ahead.
Sometimes he got to go put Pookie in jail. He got to go and put Henry over here. Yes. Amen. With his wife.
It.
Oh, my Lord. I hit somebody
it.
Right there.
Talk Ooh, about it.
Sometimes he got to take these comfort zones out your life so that you can learn how to trust him.
Yes.
He'll make the comfortable.
He got about high.
Yes.
Trying to help you today. Yes. Amen. Yes. Glory to God. Yes. Watch what he told him. He said, now cast your net into the deep, amen. Yeah. Cast your nets over there. Mm-hmm.
Well, you never cast them before.
Well, you never tried before.
Yes.
Let me tell y'all something. Glory to God, amen. Them fish knew that this is where they cast their nets in. Mm-hmm. Sometimes your routine, Lord have mercy, Glory to God, will begin to hurt you more than it help you.
Yes, yes,
oh,
yes,
some of y'all
yes.
catch that later. Sometimes that source that you've been using will start hurting you more than it help you.
Yes.
It'll hinder your faith. Yes. It'll hinder your relationship with God. Yes. It'll hinder it.
Go ahead.
My God. Some of y'all, if folks start doing you favors right now, you'll fall apart. Fall flat. It's folk right now that's closing their businesses down. Mm-hmm. And laying people off.
Yeah.
Firing folk.
Yeah.
But I'm going to help you.
Go ahead.
It's showing the condition of their relationship with God. Listen, this is to that business owner that's considering closing their doors. Don't you close your doors.
Hmm.
Up your relationship with God.
Yes.
Open your word. Get to praying.
Yes.
Bring your whole family into prayer.
Yes.
Start applying the blood of Jesus to your doorpost.
Yes.
Start speaking into your household.
Yes.
Start saying that you have more than enough. Come on. Stop saying that you about to run out and say, I got more than enough.
Yes.
Come on. Start saying God going to save your family.
Yes.
God going to cover your family.
Yes.
God going to protect your family. God going to feed your family.
Yes.
God, Lord have mercy.
Yes.
God going to clothe your family. See what's happening right now. God is bringing people back into reconciliation with him.
Yes. Talk about it. Yes, yes. Letting you know that you need him.
Oh, my God.
Letting you know that he's the only
What we're preaching, Brother Daniel, the condition of your relationship with God.
With God, yes. He's going to make you know you need him.
Well, why would God do a thing like this? See, you need your mind renewed.
Yes, yes, yes.
You need your mind renewed. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and all of his righteousness. Come on. And all of these things shall be added unto you. If you're a child of the Most High God, there's no reason why you should be in a corner crying. You should be up. You should be walking your house. You should be cleaning up and doing, because you know that the increase is coming. He told them, launch out into the deep, glory to God. Launch out into uncharted territory. Go to places that folk ain't going. Lord, I'm talking to somebody out there. Come on, you need to feed your household. I'm trying to help you. Go to that place that you was embarrassed to go. Go to that, oh Lord, have mercy. Go to that place, glory to God. Hallelujah, that God been telling you to go to.
Yes,
yes, yes.
That's where your breakthrough is.
Yes.
They launched out into the deep. And let me tell you what happened. I know I preached it a couple of months ago, but somebody needs to hear it. Amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. So they cast their nets, praise God. He said, and they came back with so much fish that the nets broke.
Yes.
They had to give it to somebody. Come on.
Yes.
They got the calling folks. Hey, John, come on over here and get some fish. Hey, come on, hallelujah. That's how God wants to bless your life, amen. He want to open up the windows of heaven and pull you out a blessing that you have not room enough to receive. Let me help you with something. His thoughts are not our thoughts. His ways are not our ways, glory to God. Hallelujah. You're going to have to do it God's way, amen, or you're going to struggle, amen. You're going to have a hard time, glory to God, till you realize, glory to God, that he is the one in full control.
Yes, talk about it.
My God. My God, hallelujah. Oh, I'm just talking to you about the condition of your relationship with God. Hallelujah. Lord, I need, come on, amen. Lord, I need finances. He said, you don't need finances, you need favor, glory to God. You, Lord, I need a paycheck. You don't need a paycheck, glory to God. You need divine favor, glory to God.
Yes, yes, yes.
He heal was the source. Amen.
Yes, amen.
He said he'll cause men to give it to your bosom, yes, glory to God. Lord, he'll cause them to come to your front door and drop it off, glory to God. Yes, you got to, oh, Lord, have mercy. Yes. But if you're out of position, glory to God, oh, Lord, have mercy.
Yes, you're not going to be there to receive it.
Let me tell you something. I didn't use my GPS before, amen, to get me somewhere that somebody was trying to meet me. I'm trying to help you. You'll catch this in just a minute. I was using my GPS, and I ended up at the back of the building, glory to God. Oh, but my blessing was in the front of the building. You'll catch it in a minute, amen. When man navigates you, amen, you end up at the wrong place, glory to God, at the right time. Come on. But you need to be at the right place at the right time, glory to God. If you ain't in position, you're going to miss this thing, amen.
Amen.
How you going to hear from God? Amen. Hallelujah. How you going to be where God means for you to be and you can't even recognize his voice? Amen. Amen. This is why you can't recognize his voice. Hallelujah. Because you got too many voices talking to you. And some of you like to hear yourself more than you like to listen to God. Amen. Oh, yeah, because you know it all. Amen. You know it all and got the answer to everything. Amen. You think you make sense. Come on. Amen. But if you know like I know, hallelujah. Your sense, amen, hallelujah, don't line up. See, he said, glory to God. Amen.
Go ahead.
He said to lean not to your own understanding. Yes. Go ahead. Oh, glory to God. But in all thy ways. Come on, somebody say all.
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 My way. All your way.
Acknowledge him.
Yes.
And he will. Come on. Amen.
Yes.
He will, glory to God. Direct your path, glory to God.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
Hallelujah.
Always.
Always.
Yes.
My God.
My
I'm
God.
Trying to help you today. Amen. Lord, have mercy. He said these times, glory to God. Yeah, he said perilous times shall come. Amen. Hallelujah.
Never said they wouldn't.
Glory to God.
Never said they wouldn't.
But he wants you to understand, amen, that if you, amen, if your life line up, come on, amen. Oh, Lord, have mercy. We talk about the Passover. Come on, amen. When they put the blood on the doorpost, glory to God. I let the death angel know, amen, that you pass over this house. Come on, amen. I'm trying to help you, glory to God. Some of us, amen, need to grab our all, glory to God. Need to go to the front door, amen. Need to hit the back door, glory to God, and begin to plead the blood of Jesus, amen, to the front door, all the way to the back door, glory to God. So death will not come now thy dwelling, glory to God. So that, oh Lord, have mercy. Drought will pass over. Famine will pass over. Oh Lord, have mercy. I'm trying to help you.
Viruses and diseases.
Yeah. Well, what? Pass over.
Pass over. Yes, pass on over. Yes, Lord. Thank
glory
you.
To God.
Thank you, Father.
Glory to God. The condition of your relationship with God. It's very important right now. Amen.
Amen.
It's very important that you know where you are right now. Glory to God. So that you can open up your word and God can meet you right where you are. Glory to God.
Yes.
Oh, ain't nothing wrong with saying, Lord, I'm weak in this area right now. I'm weak in my fasting. I'm weak in my prayer life. I'm weak in my faith. Guess what he'll do? He'll meet you right where you are. My God. See, the enemy wants you to say, oh, God don't want you. You ought to be in bed. That's the enemy, glory to God.
Yes.
His arms are always outstretched saying, come on. He's always waiting on us to come back to him. Come on.
Yes.
In his word, he say he married to the backslider, glory to God. He wants you to come on back home, glory to God. That's why he dried up the brook, glory to God. You got used to going there, amen, and getting everything that you need. You got used to going this way and getting everything that you need. But now he said, I'm going to cut it off, glory to God. Watch this. Some of our breakthrough is just as simple as a conversation with God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, yes.
I'm a, somebody, you don't know how powerful.
Yes.
What that song used to say, just a little talk with Jesus.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tell him all about your trouble.
Yes.
He'll hear your faintness. What? Prayer. And he'll answer. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Just a little talk with Jesus will make it right. Some of y'all been watching folk do all of this extra stuff. But let me help you with something. It's just a little talk with Jesus. It's just a conversation with the master. It's just a little conversation. Yeah, glory to God. With the one, amen, that's been waiting. That's been waiting on you to call on us. It's just a little talk. My God. And he's right there waiting on you, amen. He's right there saying, glory to God, I am nigh unto you that are broken. I'm closest to the ones that are broken. I'm closest to the ones that are pure in spirit and poor in heart. What is he saying? He's saying those that understand that they need me. Those that understand, glory to God, that without God, amen. Think, Lord have mercy. You got to humble yourself under the mighty hand of God and allow God, Lord, to come on in and take the reins of your life. Yes. Your children are looking you in the face right now. Yes. Huh, glory to God. Yes. They're not going to stop looking you in the face. Guess what? Yes. And you're going to have an answer. Come on, amen.
Yeah.
Your children, amen, in a minute, it's going to get real tight. But I'm trying to tell you, it's a warning before destruction. You don't have to wait till it get everlasting too late. Why don't you just call on him now? Amen? Yes. Some of y'all are so stubborn, you're going to wait till your deathbed before you call on him. Mm. You don't have to do that. Amen? Amen? You can call on him right now. Amen? Amen? Glory to God. If you're listening right now, amen. And you know the condition. God has shown you the condition of your relationship with him. I just want to pray for you, amen.
Yes.
I want to believe God, amen, that you'll humble yourself, amen, and that you'll begin to seek his face, amen, and you'll begin, and you will turn from your way, amen. All it takes is for you to turn. Don't worry about nobody else.
Amen.
Don't worry about what you've scheduled. Don't worry about any of that. Turn today from your way. Come on, amen. Some of you saying, well, I'll turn if my wife turns. I'll turn if my husband turns. This is an individual thing,
yes,
amen?
Salvation is individual, baby.
Let me tell you something. I want you to keep this in your mind. If your husband is diagnosed, come on.
Go ahead.
With the corona, amen? Mm. And you not.
Go ahead.
You think when it but come on. You think he calling on the Lord saying, I ain't going to go without my, no. He going to get his life together. This is an individual thing. You got to walk in that line yourself. And you got to give an account for your own stuff. You got to give an account for your own relationship. This ain't about nobody else. This is about you and God.
And God.
And God say, you can't come and see me unless you receive my son.
Yes.
You can't come see me unless you honor the sacrifice I made when I gave my son on the cross for your sin. You can't come see me unless the blood is on your life.
Yes.
I used to tell people all the time, I said, you know how God can pick you up?
Mm, go ahead.
If the blood of Jesus is on you.
Go ahead.
Some of y'all know this one right here. You was at the club. Before you could get in the club, they had to put that one on you, make sure you ain't got no guns or knives and stuff. It's the same thing when you try to get in the kingdom. God's going to look for his blood. He's going to look for his son's blood. He's going to look, oh Lord have mercy. He's going to look for the evidence of his son in your life. He's going to say, I'm looking for faith. I'm looking for faith. I'm looking for the blood. I'm looking for Jesus. I'm looking for my son. Where is he? And you ain't going to have the time to do what you've been doing. Hold on, let me get him out the closet. Hold on, let me get him out the glove box. Hold on, let me get him out the motel drawer. Come on, hold on, let me get him when I go to jail. Come on, hold on, let me get him from the nightstand at the hospital when I'm on my death. No, you ain't got time to do it. You need to, Lord have mercy, come unto Jesus while you still have time.
Yes.
We're talking about the condition of your relationship with God.
Yes.
Tomorrow is not promised. Okay. The next 5 minutes is not promised. Okay. It's folk that's healthy that take a nap and don't wake up. Come on. Yes. It's folk that went to bed last night and did not get up this morning and had nothing to do with corona. Come on. It's folk right now that work out and that's muscle bound as they can be. It has nothing to do with your relationship with God. You might be strong in your flesh, but you are not. You weak in your spirit. Come on. Whichever one you feed the most will reign. I want to believe God for a change in your life right now. Amen. Yes. I want to believe God to make you free. Amen. Because whom the Son has set free, amen, and made free, is free indeed. Amen. Yes. Glory to God. And the devil can't undo what God does. Amen. Yes. But you can. You can undo, amen, what the devil has done in your life. Amen. Amen. Get up out of that place. Amen. Yes. Renew your relationship with God. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
Ask God to restore you. Ask God to revitalize you. Ask God to come back into your life. I always come against that spirit where people say, once saved, always saved. I don't believe it. I don't believe it, and I'm never going to accept it, and I'm never going to receive it. If that was true, he never would have said, I'm married to the backside. He never would have said it. He never would have said, return to me. What hindered you? What came between? He never would have said in Galatians that these things, amen, hallelujah, would separate you from the kingdom or keep you out of the kingdom. Galatians 5:19 and so forth. Go ahead and read it. Amen?
Yes. Yes.
That is not true. The devil is a liar and he's trying to set you up for failure. It's time to renew your relationship with God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, let's do that. Amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. Today, we have time. Amen? We have time. Amen? To take you in that place, amen?
Amen,
and believe God to make you free. I believe God today that God is calling you into a high place of praise, amen? Father God, we thank you right now for those that are listening. Lord, renew their relationship with you. Those that are humbling themselves right now and turning from their way, glory to God, and coming and returning back to you. Lord, we thank you for their giving them a mind to want to be saved, giving them a mind to want to trust you. Lord, we come against the spirit of anxieties and depression and that faithless spirit that's fallen under that hopeless spirit. We come against it right now.
Yes.
Let them know, Father God, that even through the storm, you are right there. Come on, amen. Even though the rivers is coming against them, you are right there. Even in that darkest hour, you are right there. All they got to do is say, Jesus, come into my life. Save me and set my feet on a solid foundation. Lord, we pray for those that are receiving you right now, that they receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, Father God, that they confess their sins, glory to God, to you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And that they, when they receive you, glory to God, through the baptism of Jesus Christ, amen, just like Jesus Christ died on the cross, amen, hallelujah, a representation of the old man dying, and he rose on the third day as a representation of the new man rising up. We thank you for it right now as they receive that testimony. Because Jesus went to hell and he got the keys, amen, defeated Satan, got the keys, amen, and came back with all power, amen, and that power, amen, to take the taste of drugs out of our mouth, the power to take the taste of cigarettes and alcohol, to take the taste of cussing and fornication and all kinds of manner of evil out of our life. Lord, you are able, hallelujah, to deliver, and we thank you for it right now. In your son Jesus' name, amen, and amen, hallelujah. We bless God for you tuning in today, praise God. Brother Daniels, would you like to say something before we let go, amen?
Yes, yes, I just want to thank God for the wonderful service and for him coming in this house today and guiding us through our sermon. Truly has blessed my spirit today and restored my faith. And just want to let people know that we don't serve a God of fear. Fear is not of God. If you're feeling fear, then you need to get a closer relationship with God and have him help you understand that he's here. He's the same God that led the children out of Egypt, healed their land, and he'll heal our land. So let's just hold on to that same God because he hasn't changed. We're the ones who have changed. And we need to change and get back to knowing him for who he is. So I want to thank God today for this service, this sermon that you preached, Pastor, because I think you have truly blessed these people in this land who needed God the most. Amen. Amen. And thank you, Lord.
Amen. Evangelist, you want to say something?
Y'all have to just obey and do what God tell y'all to do. Because, let me tell you, growing up, our parents, what is it called? When your parents pray and instill his word in you.
Yeah.
And you have to instill it in your children, too.
Amen. Right.
And I've been praying for mine, trust me. I have. And God is working on all of us. Right. And there's some stuff we have to do. Evangelize. We have to testify. We have to get our word and do what we're supposed to do. And I'm doing my part. Amen. We all doing our part. Amen. And I love y'all. And there's nothing you can do about it.
You want to sing?
Amen.
You ready? Okay, and now we're going to, my daughter, she has a special song she wants to sing for us today. Amen. Amen. This is my daughter, Jamari Hill.
I feel like going home. I feel like going home. Though trials come on.
Pressing on. Amen. Amen. And remember, this is a time, praise God, for you to get your family together. Amen. Amen. And begin to share scripture. Yes. Begin to pray together. Begin, let them, the extracurricular, they can't go outside. Let them write Bible scriptures down. My mama used to do it to me, and look at me, I love the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. I hated it when she had me doing it when I was a kid, but guess what? I developed a love for the word of God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And like Evangelist said, if you instill that in your children, mm-hmm. guess what? He said, if you train them up, amen, when they get older, they will not depart from it. Yes. And look, amen, I am a true testimony. My mama used to testify. She said, God gonna save my children. Amen. Amen. And I am saved preaching the gospel, amen, and believing God for you. For the same thing. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. I want you to remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible. Who cares?
God cares.